the most powerful organizations are only as powerful and healthy and well as the leader of those organizations. And in your case, this means you, it's your business. And so I have a place now for people to be able to gather resources and have connection with me in between our sessions. And also now the Seasons Collective is a community that is opening in that platform as well. Hi, welcome to this live where we're going to be talking about how to experience more presence, more pleasure, more focus and clarity while you're going after your big, bold business dreams. I'm Sheila Botello, and I'm an entrepreneur, self-care strategist, and I'm creator of the Seasons Self-Care app. And my real focus is to help people develop a connection, a reconnection, if you will, to their purpose, the things they want to achieve in their life, and helping them achieve that, feeling the way they want to feel as well. Something I noticed years ago, because I've been in the wellness and transformation space for over 30 years and personal development space as well, is that when you are starting your business, when you're wanting to launch out, say you have an idea for something you want to move forward, or you're in the midst of growing it. This is something I noticed so much. It started to become like an obsession, right? With your time. It's like your whole life revolves around this thing you're so passionate about doing. And welcome to everybody joining. It's almost like your business becomes your business baby, and it gets all your focus, your nurture, your attention, sometimes to the detriment of other things in your life, your relationships, etc. And of course, understanding that to get anything off the ground, but then also to have things moving and scaling to the next level, it takes a certain amount of intention and action and real focus where other things in your life may need to take a step aside a little bit for a period of time. Totally understanding that this happens. However, this is not really what I'm addressing. I'm addressing when this becomes the norm, where it is the main focus all the time to the detriment of your health and your relationships. And as a result, this tunnel vision that can sometimes keep you from actually seeing the areas where you can be growing into with more ease and being able to see those areas in your business also where you can be either delegating or letting go of. There are so many different ways to do business, especially now. And after all these years, I've been around since when the cell phones were like bricks, right? So technology is constantly growing and shifting and changing. We need to be continually adapting. And as we do that though, there become so many different choices that we have to make. And we need to make sure that it is resonant. So what I'm saying about this is for you to have clarity about your future goals is really important. And also the way you want to be feeling while you are going after those goals, so that you are really in alignment with your own intuition about what you want to achieve. So when I got thinking about this, my work has been in self-care really for the last decade. What prompted that after being in the wellness space for a very long time is the illness of my sister. I talk about her a lot because she is really an inspiration for the work that I do. And while she wasn't growing and building a business at the time, she was growing a family. And she had a lot of things she was really passionate about doing. And in speaking to her at the end of her life, it was really, really clear those things that she had wanted to do. And she realized some things that she needed to shift in order to make that happen. Now, it got me into other conversations with so many other women who have these big, bold business dreams, these big, bold life dreams and goals that often just get kicked down the road to a future time because life is so full already and they can't imagine being able to fit it all in. And there's so many things that play into this. A lot of programming, societal programming, and the way we expect we need to show up when we are building a business. And sometimes it can really kind of get in the way of actual growth. And then at the same time, really keep you from focusing on those things that are going to move you forward faster and in with a more stable energy. And so I shifted my work to address this, to be able to provide a platform for women to be able to look at what those goals are that they want to achieve and actually take action steps towards them from a place of wholeness and grounding. And it's not an easy thing to wrap your mind around when you're in the old business model of just work harder, work harder, work harder, push, push, push. I have found that rest as a growth strategy has been one of the most foundational things for me personally and for my clients when they're able to step away from all of that tunnel vision focus and really tune into themselves to assess what direction are they going in? How does it feel? How is it impacting all the other areas of their life? How is it serving the other areas of their life? Because our lives and our business can serve each other, but so often certain things get crowded out. And so I was on a walk with a friend a couple of years ago, talking about some different things that I wanted to bring to life. And, you know, the busyness that people experience and the distraction as well, and yet wanting to help people take these steps towards these big, bold business dreams that often sit on a shelf because they're doing the things they have to. They're so in their business that moving to the next level and maybe finding ways to work in a more regenerative way where they have more time for themselves so they can serve at a higher capacity, but with less time. So these things can become possible. And so I got thinking about how can I serve and what would be a best way for me to reach these people? And of course, there's many ways, but I decided that having a way to have them be connecting to themselves, for me to connect with them in between, whether we're meeting in a group or one-to-one coaching scenario, what that could look like. And so my friend said to me, oh man, it's like you should have an app or something. And she just kind of said it off the cuff. And I'm like, oh, an app? Well, that, of course, I'm thinking that's going to be what a huge undertaking, creating an app, right? Especially for someone who's not, you know, someone who does that kind of thing, who programs, right? And so needless to say, I was able to find some solutions that worked really, really well. And I started building an app with the assistance of a company called Passion. And so offering my services inside of an app so that in between sessions and really to get people started with working with me, they could have some introductory materials. That has been so, so beautiful. And it serves as an opportunity for the people that I'm serving to also be able to look at the things that they need accountability for, look at the goals that they want to achieve, be able to track things, be able to track not just the business markers, but the models of self-care that are going to support them to those goals. And then I also decided I needed to not go this alone with my clients. They needed more than just me. They needed a community. And I've been in online business communities over the last decade and have found so many benefits of collaborating with people and being able to listen to some of their questions, challenges, wins, to be able to propel me forward, to help me get clarity. And I realized this is something I wanted to offer for my clients. I really am a big believer in circular leadership, where it's not when people are working with me, it's not you tell me what's going on, I'm going to tell you what to do, and I'm going to tell you how to fix it. First of all, I don't have all the answers for your life. But guess what? Inside of yourself, you'd be surprised how many answers you have. And the beauty of coaching is it allows for those things to emerge in a safe container where you actually can get actionable results. And what I find I do best is help holding people accountable to the things that they want to achieve in their business. And of course, what comes up when we're talking about building our big, bold business dreams, our relationships, our health, all of these things, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience in this body. Right? And we're not doing it alone. There's people around us. Nothing. We don't live in a vacuum, right? We don't live in a bubble. Everything that we do impacts other people. So we look at the coaching from that lens. And then in my Season self-care app that I developed, which you can see, it's linked here on Instagram, but you can also go find it in Google and Apple for the introductory self-care primer. That really is a foundational place for me to help people strategize their business from this self-care focus, the self-care lens, because I believe that the most powerful organizations are only as powerful and healthy and well as the leader of those organizations. And in your case, this means you, it's your business. And so I have a place now for people to be able to gather resources and have connection with me without being with me in between our sessions. And also now the Seasons Collective is a community that is opening in that platform as well. So I'm really thrilled. And I wanted to come on here just to talk a little bit about why I chose to do this. And ultimately it was to be able to help people get a lot more focus behind the work that they're doing, to give them a structure that didn't feel heavy, that didn't feel like it was just, oh, so many more things I need to check off. If anything, it was a thing that was going to allow you to streamline those things that you're doing and stay on track and accountable for it. Because that is when the biggest moves can happen in your life, when you get focused and streamlined and when you're consistent. So having an app that is sending you notifications and reminding you of things, but these are things that you have decided that you want to do, it's a wonderful thing. And so I'm going to be sharing more about this over the coming couple of weeks with you because I have some offerings that are opening up. And I wanted to give you some guidelines and background on really why I decided to put this together. I thought that would be a beautiful starting point for us today. And there are a couple of episodes of the podcast recently where I talk about this. And one of them is episode 363. So I invite you to go check that out as well. And would love to hear what your thoughts are on this topic of being able to create a business from a place of self-sourced strength and clarity, and from a place of caring for yourself, a place of ease. Because life is a lot. And when you add in being an entrepreneur and guiding people and teams and all of these things, it becomes sometimes for many people very all-encompassing and overwhelming. And my goal is to help you to live a really full, nourishing life while you're building your business. So thank you for coming today. This is just a quick live to be able to give you some background on really why I decided to create the Season Self-Care app. And you can DM me if this is something that you want to learn more about. DM me the word primer and I will send you some information to look at about how you can tune in to your own intuition while you are building your business goals out. I wish you all the best and thank you for being here, and I will see you very soon.